T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The task of dealing with the aftermath of the storm is not something the big insurance companies are looking forward to. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has some tips on what to do if you were impacted by the icy weather.
If your property sustained damage during the ice storm, it goes without saying that you need to contact your insurance company right away. Now, if the damage is to your car, you may be wondering what type of a claim to file. Rich Johnson with the Insurance Council of Texas spelled it out on Ask the Expert.
There's kind of a rule of thumb. If the tree hits you, it is going to be comprehensive coverage on your car. If you hit the tree, then it's collision.
Johnson says whether the damage is to your vehicle or your home, take lots of pictures and document all of the damage. And he says you'll want to start the process right away.
The insurance companies right now, they're busy and they work as hard as they can to fill claims, but it is busy right now. And so you want to get it in as soon as possible.
From the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Dallas has come through the ice storm with no major citywide problems.
Different city departments all responded to the storm. The library department converted the downtown public library into an emergency shelter. The city deployed sanding trucks, and the water department is ready to respond to any broken water mains. Travis Houston with the Office of Emergency Management says they got a lot of practice in dealing with ice in 2021 and 2022.
We have had a lot of these, and every time, you know, we get better.
One area that was affected this week was trash pickup. The city is getting back to its normal pickup schedule today. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Encore crews are also hard at work trying to get the power back on to people across the state. More than 200,000 are still in the dark statewide, but the good news is the number is dropping.
Probably just ice that's causing us to not have power.
It is another uncomfortable day in the cold and the dark for those who still don't have power.
Our toes are getting a little nippy, you know?
This woman lives in Denton County and lost her electricity at 2 a.m. yesterday. She says the temperature in the house quickly dipped into the high 40s, low 50s.
We have a fire going, so we're really lucky.
Encore says the southern, eastern, and northeastern regions of the state are seeing the most outages, but there are hundreds of North Texans still in the dark too. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
People who live in Frisco can hear more and share their concerns about the planned Universal theme park coming to the city. Some people wanted more input on the 97-acre Universal park that's to be built near the Dallas North Tollway and Panther Creek. This woman says she's not sure if it's a good fit for the city.
Our city identity is really not one of being a tourist trap, especially not for the sake of making a quick buck or a sensational news headline. We're really down-to-earth Texans who embrace only those changes that perpetuate our peaceful quality of life.
The meeting was delayed due to the ice storm this week. Tonight's meeting will be held at 6 at Collin College's Frisco campus in the Conference Center building. And Dallas police say they've solved at least one of the recent crimes that have targeted the Dallas Zoo. KRLD's LP Phillips reports an arrest has been made.
24-year-old Davian Irvin of DeSoto is being held for 6 misdemeanor charges of animal cruelty, non-livestock. All of those charges are over the 2 Emperor Tamarin monkeys that were reported stolen on Monday, then found in an abandoned home in Lancaster the next day. Police are not saying whether Irvin is connected to last month's vandalism that caused a clouded leopard to escape from a habitat or the damage done to another monkey cage. According to police, Irvin was spotted at the Dallas Aquarium yesterday. He boarded a DART train and was arrested a few blocks later in the downtown area. They say he had been near some of the animal exhibits at the aquarium. They did not say how he is connected to the theft of the monkeys. But police say he does remain under investigation and other charges are possible. Irvin's bond has been set at $25,000. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.